There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We always do revolutionary healing things or healing revolutionary things on the last day of the week here before we take off for a day sometimes. And Super Don keeping me awake and alive through all of these things, the kind of things I need to help you to do because you haven't been sleeping much, covering the stories of the medical kidnaps and particularly the revelations we've discussed, some of which on the air, about the Native American tribe, this particular tribe known as the Choctaw Nation as it relates to Isaiah Rider. And right. The strangeness of them not supporting and not really aggressively saying, hey, we want this son of our nation to get back with his mother, who is also of our Choctaw Nation. And then if you began digging deeper and saying, wait, there may be some economic conflicts of interest here with the tribe having documented, I don't know if they're like builders for these hospitals or medical centers or expansion. I mean, there's a lot of strange connections here, Don, you've been able to uncover.
Yeah, we're looking into it. I think we may find more out as time goes along here. But, you know, the one thing that troubled me the most, I will just admit, I do not have an extensive knowledge of Native American culture. Mm-hmm. But I do know people that have had experiences, and my understanding was that if a Native American child was taken by CPS, that the tribe would step in, intervene, and that child would either be placed back with the original parent or placed in a home where, you know, the family is Native American, or at least if nothing else, the least they would do is take the case and move it to a place where the tribe had jurisdiction,
had more
and they would deal with it.
Absolutely. Right. And I think that's reasonable, and I think there may be laws associated with that are written, and I think we couldn't ask for a better person to talk to this first half hour than one of my favorite interviews I've ever done, Larry Venegas. And when we met him through our friends at Hemp Meds and you know the work that he did with the Native Americans and the tribe that or nation, the Kumeyaay, if I can remember if I pronounced it right. Larry, are you with us?
Yes, I am, and it's Kumeyaay.
Kumeyaay, that's
Kumeyaay.
It. I remember we had such an amazing discussion when we were together. We connected, of course, in Denver and elsewhere, and you have a deep understanding and also a deep commitment to bringing in the more traditional healings, the natural healings of the earth, where much of it had been abandoned by these nations. And here's a case where we're just dumbfounded by the lack of willingness of the Choctaw Nation in this case to protect this child, Isaiah Rider.
Yes, that's true, and I am still working on holistic healing, which is a word, but it's mostly they call them medicine men or whatever. But
right.
I'm bringing that back. But this particular subject is something. Let me tell you my experience first. I am Native American. I am a social worker, and I did work for the San Diego County in adoption. So I'm familiar with the Indian Child Welfare Act. And the reason that that came about, and I think this is what the essence of this issue is that at one time it was easy to adopt a Native American child because of the situations. A lot of times there was a lot of alcoholism and that type of thing where the family or the mother wasn't taking proper care of the child. And so at one time it was easier to go out and adopt a Native American child because the standards and the criteria were loosely put together. So, I mean, it was real easy. What was found out is, like, after these children grew up in a non-Native American home, they had a difficulty with their identity.
Right.
So you have a child growing up in a non-Native American home, Caucasian, and they don't look Caucasians. And when they see pictures of Native Americans, what they look like, it's very confusing because, you know, in those days, Native Americans were looked at negatively and not doing so well, whereas on the Caucasian side, that was the right side, but they didn't look like that. So what happened was that these children were committing suicide once they grew up. And I think they called it the identified aggressor, where they were not able to identify properly who they were. So that's when the Indian Child Welfare Act came about. And this act was to give Native Americans more consideration when it came to removing children from homes. Because, you know, they didn't want that to occur again. So it was a protection to have the child remain with the tribe and remain
right.
Preservation,
right. Larry, of culture.
Things have changed.
Preservation of culture and traditions and identity that we now would acknowledge would be optimal. You know, as we say, we want to keep families together. But
right.
yet, here we are in this case, and since you've had such experience that may parallel some of this, I've covered stories on an international basis, like in West Africa, where the pharmaceutical industrial complex has made inroads by buying off certain key people or politicians in those West African nations, and they sell out their own people for money, and they end up being experiments of the vaccine complex, for instance. And I'm concerned that people aren't aware that this could happen in any culture, and the Native American or Native tribes are not immune from this level of economic corruption or warfare.
Exactly. And many times, you know, when these cases come up, the tribe is really not aware of all the issues that pertain to the family and the child. And in the bottom of this, it's in the interest of the child, and that's why this whole act is for the interest of the child. But what you're saying is true. A lot of times conflict of interest comes into play where somebody might be in a position where they can make those kind of decisions and make money off of it or some kind of benefit. And, you know, and it's the child and the family and the tribe that loses out.
Right. And we don't want to overlook that just because we want to protect the, let's say, the sanctity of any given tribe or nation. I mean, the point is we want to, let's say, shine a light wherever there may be corruption or greed or conflicts of interest that are selling out the genuine interest of the child.
Correct. But unfortunately, you know, I've had cases where what made a difference is because I am Native American and because I've worked in that area, I was an advocate for the child to do as much as I could so that would not happen that way. And a big part of it is just getting with the tribe, the chairman, or whoever, and saying, look, here's the situation and here's what's going on, because the tribe has to step in and take action. And sometimes
right.
they're not willing to do that because sometimes they know of the family and there might be some prejudice against that or sometimes, but, you know, things get a little bit murky.
Right. So in a case like that, and that's what I perceive is happening here with Isaiah Ryder, where they did not, you know, come to his defense. They did not demand that this child be brought back into the home or at least within a Native American family of the Choctaw Nation. So the question is, you know, what other reasons might there be that they didn't do that? And if we can, even if we don't identify exactly all those reasons, is there a way to shake the so-called tree to say, hey, wake up somebody in the tribe, the nation, there's something that may be amiss here.
Well, I think, like, I think that would have to come from either the family or somebody who's in position, because, like, when I've had the cases, I had to do all the work. It was up to me to make those connections. And unfortunately, well, when you go through the procedure of removing children, there's a checklist that they go through to make sure that certain things are covered. And one of, and most of them are basically the same, but when it comes to the Indian child, the checklist will include the Indian Child Welfare Act. And when it comes to that, it's very involved, and there's a lot more. And many times social workers or whoever just don't want to go there because it means more work for them.
Oh.
And that's part of the problem as well.
Well, it's that, you know, you find somebody working for a bureaucracy, you'll find someone that doesn't want to work. They just want to cash in their check at the end of the week.
Right.
But it's, again, it's another sad circumstance because, as we've covered here, Michelle Ryder, Isaiah's mother, has been pleading with the different tribal leaders, and so far she's been pawned off on the social worker that works for the tribe and works with the social, you know, the government on that level as well, and has seemingly gotten nowhere except gone around and around. In the meantime, Isaiah still suffers under the, what do you say, the possession of the state.
Yeah, and Isaiah has probably suffered quite a bit bouncing from foster home to foster home because you really don't know. You know, most of them are good, but sometimes, you know, foster care really is, you know, doesn't take care of the child, and things do happen. And Isaiah needs to be protected, and he needs a home. And the tribe, you know, I would say for the most part would do something because they want to preserve, one, the child to be a part of the tribe, but also make sure that he gets enough of the culture so he knows who he is and
right.
How he grows up is really important.
So, again, more questions than answers here, but if we are to determine that there may be some financial interest between the Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago and the Choctaw Nation or the people that are representing it, including the social worker, that would be a greatly disturbing scenario, but would it be unprecedented, or has this ever happened before?
Of course it has. And when you get in bureaucracy and sometimes when there's money involved, people do shady acts. And I think one of the biggest problems with this and why they may get away with it is that nobody knows anything about the Indian Child Welfare Act for the most part.
Larry, stand by. We've got to take a break here. Larry Bonegas is with us from the Kumeyaay tribe. One of my favorite interviews we've ever done was with Larry. You can go back and do a search. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back to dissect this a little bit more, get a deeper understanding, and hopefully find some way that we can help resolve it, and for the benefit, of course, of Isaiah Ryder and his mother. We'll be right back. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, all the props to my good, humble, and lovable producer, Super Don, for digging deep on this story. Of course, medical kidnap, and specifically the case of Isaiah Ryder of the Choctaw Tribe and Choctaw Nation. Larry, let me ask you, with the efforts that Don is putting forward, what we're trying to do and cover, it happens to be that there's a spotlight on the Native Americans in this case, and we see the welfare of this child as being very, very important to us, no matter what he belongs to or doesn't. But the perception, from the Native American perspective, are they self-reflective of what's going on here? Are they going to just shut down because it happens to be two white guys pointing this out?
Well, I think, unfortunately, these things do happen. And like I said before, most people don't know a whole lot about the Indian Child Welfare Act and how it came about and what it's all about. And so when it is established or when it's in place, it's supposed to take care of the interests of the child. But what I have seen and others have seen, it doesn't happen for one reason or another. Either tribe doesn't step in or the county doesn't do their work and that. And then people hear about this, like Don, and they see that there's inconsistency here. There's something wrong mm-hmm. with not taking care of this child properly and do something about it. And then when they talk to the mother and they find, well, this is not right. And so it's concerned people who are like that, who get things done. And unfortunately, or fortunately, mm-hmm. It's that kind of action that takes place. Because I think, I must say there are advocates within the system too.
Sure.
So, it's just, many people just don't know a whole lot about the Indian Child Welfare Act, and I think that that's probably why a lot of this does exist.
Right.
And they can get away with some of this.
Well, we'd like to see that they would operate and act in integrity as we would anywhere. Is there anything like an internation, interagency, tribal council that meets with all of the Native American tribes to talk about the application of this Indian Child Welfare Act where it's not happening for the benefit and protection of these children?
I don't know of one. If there is, I haven't heard of it. But if there were one, I think it's really a monumental job, because I think this is just one case, but I think this is happening all over the United States. And I know here in San Diego it was happening, and I'm sure it's throughout the nation.
Yeah. Larry, this
and
is
a council. It's probably up in D.C. someplace that
probably
nobody ever hears about.
Like Native American or Indian Affairs, whatever they call it now. Larry,
right.
this really seems to me would fit right into what we discussed when I interviewed you, you know, many months ago, about having holistic, integrative, natural healing centers within the nations, the ground, the land, and the sovereignty of the nations, because this is a case where I could see Isaiah getting out of an allopathic Western hospital, being brought onto Native American lands, being cared for in a hospital that will actually integrate Native American concepts, principles, and healings, or healings from all over the world of the indigenous people of that have not been so corrupted by so much of the allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscience of the West. And I'm just thinking this would fit very much in the vision. It only stimulates me more to want to see that what you're doing is going to succeed.
Absolutely, and I think you're absolutely right about that, because I think part of what Isaiah would be getting if they were to return to the tribe, and if they had a reservation, then not only the mother, the aunts, the uncles, the grandmothers, and others would care for Isaiah. So, I mean, you know, like they say, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, this, you know, coming back to the village is something that would hopefully happen for Isaiah, that his external family would meet him and start guiding him and nourishing him and to get the things that he needs in a more a natural way. Because with Native Americans, family is everything. So a lot of the healing is with family, within the family as well. So, I mean, yes, that's part of the culture.
Well, we need to follow up on this story and, of course, the larger story of how we can get the Native American tribal councils together within each tribe if we can, or even if it's just one that sets up a holistic, integrative, natural hospital-type setting to support those. And not only that, just like the casinos have become moneymakers, you would have medical tourism from within America onto these native lands to go to hospitals that would support natural medicine. Larry Bonegas, thank you for joining us here on this Healing Revolution Friday. We appreciate you so very much.
Thank you, Robert and Don. You're doing a great job. And for us Native Americans, I would like to thank you for giving us some exposure.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be back. We've got more healing to go, a big event, and Dr. Billy DeMoss is going to join us after the break.
Great. Thank you.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You guys know that we rock the health world on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but this guy rocks it even harder than we do every year at something called the Cal Jam. His name, Billy DeMoss, and this is an event, if you're anywhere near it on planet Earth. If you're on planet Earth, you've got to go to this event, particularly if you're into health and healing and rock and roll, a combination devastatingly wonderful. Billy DeMoss is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show to preview Cal Jam 2015 coming up. Billy, welcome.
Hey, thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Well, I'm really appreciative of your message and the way you're getting it out there. So exciting to combine the music that you love and the rock and roll that we love with healing, with a message of empowerment, and seeing through the lies that we've been all told growing up in the West, but particularly in the medical West.
Of course. And I mean, and the music kind of takes that message to a whole other level, you know. And all the speakers are phenomenal. I mean, I handpick whoever I want, and you know, they're all dynamic speakers on different subjects, full eclectic menu of topics that concerns not only human health but also global health. But then we use the music to just add impact with just great videos. We're using an amazing production company this year that has worked with the Black Keys, so we want it to be like not only a spectacular speaking event, but we want it to be a celebration of just friendship and love. And you know, we break bread together and we have a party. We just, it's all about love and life, man.
Nice. You know, my wife's a doctor of chiropractic. We met when she was in school at Life in Atlanta. And really the coolest stuff that happened, not only around the school, but beyond all the events that happened outside of it, there was just a heart focus. There was an idealism, the beauty of the origins of chiropractic as well that are, you know, obviously there, but it's a plus factor. It's a buzz, not only the techniques that you've learned and taught as well, but there's this connection, this flow of energy that we got that I feel coming from you in this event. That's going to be a lot of similarity that you just get so pumped up. You're just ready to heal the world after this event.
Yeah, and it, you know what it does is it gives people motivation to take off any chains or shackles that are holding them back from really communicating to their communities what needs to be done to change the landscape of what's going on in healthcare today. But I also want people to understand things like, you know, the Fukushima issues. We talk about GMO. We talk about all kinds of different cleansing. And so it's not just chiropractic we're talking at the event. We're talking about everything that concerns the future existence of humankind. Geoengineering, right, is another big topic that I love to talk about. I mean, actually they're doing it outside my window right now. I mean, we're being sprayed like bugs daily. And more people are waking up. That's what's so refreshing about what we're doing is we're actually seeing a shift in the tide. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff that people we used to get labeled conspiracy theorists, mm-hmm, they're starting to say, hey, those guys were actually right. You know?
Yes. I know. We get the same thing. And the thing is, the message is reaching out into an audience that was never open to this, much less had access to the information. And so much of the natural healing community has been driving this well ahead of the curve because these are the first adopters. Of course, if you're into the heart of I believe, what the chiropractic philosophy was all about as well, you'll embrace conscious awareness and responsibility, and which is different from many of the healing arts, particularly in the allopathic side of things. So I do see this is a great place.
And they're changing, too. They're coming this direction, too.
Yeah.
They go where the money is, bro.
That's true. Yeah. And it's all shifting. It is, indeed.
Yeah.
This is the way with the Cal Jam that's and again, I love the way that you're weaving in the music, the rock and roll, you know, that kind of music in the 20th century really opened consciousness. It shook up the crystalline thought forms that couldn't be broken. And music, the energy, the vibration of it all is still doing that today, which is why I love that you're bringing this and interweaving it in a way that I think very few are doing.
Right, right. And I really got the initial idea to do this. I mean, you were talking about Life and Georgia. I used to go back to a conference back there, and that's what really transformed me as a chiropractor. I used to be more of a medic practor, more allopathic kind of chiropractor, just back pain,
right,
focus, neck pain, and it wasn't about really improving overall health and wellness. And it wasn't until I went to a program called Dynamic Essentials in Georgia that I really
remember that
just blew up as a chiropractor. I always used to think, God, if we just had some AC/DC layered over that, I'd probably have a heart attack because it was just, you come home with all this energy. So I've just layered it with a little bit more energy as far as the music is concerned.
Yeah. Well, again, it opens it up. The healing is very real. And the speakers you have, I mean, it's an extraordinary array of speakers. They're not all doctors of chiropractic, which is beautiful because we want all of those folks that are committed to this message, this mission in various ways, in areas of or endeavors, including our friend Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who has been one of the dynamos of the 21st century and what he brought out, and then he became a lightning rod for attack because of what he was speaking on vaccinations.
Right, and he's speaking right before me, so he's going to light my fire because I love listening to that dude. He gets me so fired. But we got everybody from Alex Jones to Fully Raw Christina coming in. One of my favorite speakers of all time is Dr. Chestnut, who's a great, awesome chiropractor. I mean, I've got an amazing lineup. I mean, again, we're talking about things on ADHD. We've got J.J. Virgin speaking about sugar. I mean,
he's terrific,
full
yeah.
eclectic menu, and it's just – it's. I mean, the thing is, I mean, I put this program together originally for chiropractors, and then I started to have my patients come to the program, and they mm-hmm. were, like, blown away. And they like, ask me every year, when's your Cal Jam again? Because they get fired up by going to it, and a lot of them actually have turned in – I've actually decided to go to chiropractic school after going to the event. So one of the other things I've kind of really hooked up with Brian Kelly, who's president of LifeWest College, and really helped try to promote enrollment in his college up there in the San Francisco area.
Nice. Very nice. Now, also, I think about enrollment in the Cal Jam. How many people can fit? Is there still availability? Because we've got listeners all over the world, many chiropractors, many naturopaths, even MDs that I think would benefit tremendously by attending this year. Is there room available? Can they get tickets?
The problem with most chiropractors is they like to procrastinate to the last minute.
Yes.
And, in fact, people are blown away. I can get that many chiropractors in one room. We have room for 3,000 people. We're about halfway sold out right now. And, I mean, I'm not worried about selling out. The minute I mentioned that we have Alex Jones on the stage with us, and then we open up to the general public. So that's I'm going to wait till the last minute to do that, and then as soon as whatever's left will be gone. So we'll sell out for sure this year.
Yeah, we have in the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today in honor of Billy's appearance here. The links directly to californiajam.org, including the speakers list, the schedule. Also, on a sponsorship basis, obviously a lot of good companies with supplements and different things that would be supportive of the mission may want to participate. I don't know. Is there room for more exhibitors to come?
It's so funny you said that yesterday. We sold our last booth. I mean, that's why – I mean, I know this event is rocking is because
yes.
people were telling me I would never get what I was asking for the booth space, and it's like – we have to turn people away anymore. I mean, we're also very selective about the companies that we put on, you know, in association with our event because, I mean, we want to keep it pure and true to chiropractic. But to me, that's a pretty good sign that we got a lot of repeat customers because the event rocks. The people that come to the event are usually people that are ultra successful. They're the ones that are going to be spending money. And I really appreciate all the support because, as you know, this event is held in a performing arts center. It's not cheap to put this event on. I'm actually spending about $100,000 of my own money just producing the program.
It's a first-class event venue.
Oh, it's first-class. Yeah. And then we have a black tie gala at a beautiful center club. And then we have a disco party Saturday night where everybody actually has a great time and dances the night away.
So
and then we have X-ray on Sunday for all the doctors that need X-ray credit, 5 hours on Sunday.
So you get CEUs then or whatever they're called in the chiropractic world?
Yeah, they're typically get about 18 hours of CEU.
Okay, great. 18 CEUs. That's good. Again, so there's space left for attendees because the chiropractors are slackers in regards to not acting in advance, but we want you to sign up. You have MDs, you have NDs, you have all kinds of DOs. Everybody's welcome to attend then?
Yeah, of course.
And what if we have some just rock and roll loving Robert Scott Bell Show listeners that may not be healthcare practitioners technically, but they're healers?
Yeah, we're going to open it up to the general public probably mid-February.
Okay. So those of you.
And the price will be a fraction of what it is for the doctors.
Okay. So that's great because these events come far and few between to get this kind of group together. The speakers that you have, the high quality as well. We used to have the Health Freedom Expo twice a year and also once a year in Southern California. And I know a lot of our listeners looking for an event or a venue, something to do that's similar, that has the spirit and the energy and the good quality. And certainly what you're doing there with Cal Jam is something I endorse wholeheartedly. For my listeners to attend, should there be room. So we'll obviously get you back on as the February date comes
that'd
open.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's see. What else we got? We got Wakefield. Anybody else involved in regards as far as that goes?
Chiropractors. We've got women talking about natural childbirth. We've got women talking about, you know, the importance of breastfeeding. I'm just going through the list in my head. We've got somebody talking about ADHD and the devastation of psychotropic drugs, especially Ritalin and Concerta, mm-hmm. and alternatives to taking care of that. Like I said, J.J. Virgin talking about sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Dane Wigington, who's going to be discussing the geoengineering subject. I've got Anthony Gucciardi from InfoWars talking right. about Fukushima. Alex Jones will be talking about, I'm not sure what Alex Jones is
whatever he wants to yell and
but
scream
he'll
about.
He'll probably get up on stage and just blow up. You
yeah.
know?
Oh, yeah. No, he'll do it. He's passionate, no doubt. In that regard. Now, on the music front, Billy, you're a musician. You have other family members, friends in the chiropractic community that jam with you. How does this work on the music side?
Well, I have three brothers that are chiropractors, and two of them are in the band. And we're kind of like the Black Crowes and Oasis put together as far as we get along actually really, really good. We know it's bigger than us. It's our goal and mission is to spread the word. So we have that's the band we plays on Friday, and then Saturday I play with the guys that are all real, they're actually professional musicians, and I've put together just an amazing group with that. I will be putting some of the videos up on, you know, on social media to get people interested, but the music goes anywhere from Black Sabbath to AC/DC down to, we did country last year, so we mix it up, we do nice. Reggae, we do everything.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Listen, we got lots of stories that I want to talk to you about. You know, we got a few more minutes on the other side of the break because we're heading toward the weekend, which is awesome here. 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, the Robert Scott Bell Show through robertscottbell.com. Of course, heard around the world through our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnewsradio.com, or syndicated by GCN. Heard over across the pond. Any Brits want to come over in the chiropractic profession, come on over. UKHealthRadio.com as well. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Epic Times, our friend Jerry Doyle, EpicTimes.com. So check that out. We're going to be back with Billy DeMoss wrapping it up and rocking into the weekend. Cal Jam, California Jam is happening in 2015. We've got the dates. We'll let you know once again how to participate after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. gallon. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Once again, shout out, special thanks to my good buddy Dr. Frank King for the Healing Revolution we do each and every Friday. Also, Larry Bonegas talking about Native American healing, the going back to the origins of healing here in America on this continent as well. Something we do as well with the California Jam, getting back to the heart of healing, californiajam.org. It's happening March 27th through March 29th, Southern California. And, man, don't miss this thing. This is going to be an event. They begin all events, I'll say it that way. Rock and roll. Can you surf in the venue where you're going
to
be?
The beach is 7 minutes away, so if they want to bring their boards, I mean, I encourage people to come out for maybe a couple days extra, or a couple days before or after, and because, I mean, a lot of people are coming from the tundra of Wisconsin and stuff, and, you know, right. Like today it's probably going to be 80 degrees. It's way more beautiful in the winter than it is in the summer because there's nobody at the beach, you know? That's where I'm perfect. After this interview, because I want to get in the water today. I haven't surfed since Sunday, so I'm kind of my gills a little dry.
You're hurting. I got to get out there and hit the surf. I used to hit the small waves in southern Florida. It doesn't really count, but it's still fun to get a little bit.
Yeah, I've surfed Florida. I've surfed Cocoa Beach before.
Yeah, now it's different, but the water's a lot warmer even in the winter. I have to say that.
I'd rather have waves.
What am I going to say to that? You know, I'm just a kid at heart in that regard. But okay,
so good anymore. It's like it's not a worry anymore.
No. Well, we got again Cal Jam happening, California Jam, the March 27th through the March 29th, the weekend down there in Southern California. Once again, encouraging you to sign up. We have the links directly in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, so it'll take you there, learn about the event, see all the speakers, etc. But signing up, is it all done online, or do they need to call, or can they call if they're wanting to do it by phone?
Well, it's easier if they do it online.
Okay,
they can call. If they're old school like me, I'm an old school kind of guy, I'd like to do things by phone, so I understand those kind of older generation. I call us the 8-track generation.
Right, yeah. Well, we're there. I remember. So it is an option. It's amazing to me that we're able to connect via Skype because I know how old school you are, so it's impressive.
Yeah. Well, I had somebody help me, okay?
It's true. I saw the help. Holding your hand, connect this, press this button. It's great. But the rock and roll is there. It's pure, coming from the heart. As far as any of the chiropractic associations, are they plugged into this? I know there's a lot of controversy sometimes. There's different schools of thought in chiropractic.
Right. And we have the ICA will be there, International Chiropractic Association, and then obviously the CCA, which is the California Chiropractic Association, will both be there. Those are both the communities that I support and I'm a member of.
Okay. Great. Excellent. ICA and CCA. And, of course, if we talk about the exhibitors that you've sold out now, I guess if somebody really wants to attend as an exhibitor, maybe there's a waiting list. Does anybody ever drop out?
We've never had anybody drop out.
Okay.
Maybe somebody might drop out for, maybe they had some type of crisis or emergency.
Right, but if they're in, they're pretty much in.
Happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know. So the kind of
there's already a waiting list to be honest with you, and they probably want to call and get on a waiting list, but I don't think there's a chance.
But that means the people that are coming are going to get hooked up with some great things. I imagine dietary supplements, maybe cool T-shirts. How about technology? The laser technology, cool stuff like that.
No, we don't have a lot of technology. It's more, we have some technology as far as diagnostic equipment, but mostly nutritional stuff. Some cervical rehab stuff, probably a lot of books, which is one of my favorite things.
Any homeopathics?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Jane does all that.
I'm a promoter,
and she does all the business aspects of it. You'd have to ask her. You interview her next.
Okay, we'll definitely get her on. I want to talk to some of the speakers that are coming. It's a dynamic group.
I'll send them your way.
Yeah, and of course, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, good friend, we'll like to get him plugged in as well. The event. After party, just so you know, if you are signing up for the event, you definitely want to get the after party tickets. That's limited. Not as many people can go to that. And all of the proceeds for the after party, you told me, going to Dr. Wakefield. DARE program?
Yeah, which stands for Defending Academic Integrity and Research.
Nice.
And the tickets are only $25. It's just a way for us to limit the crowd, because last year we had a capacity issue and there were 300 people waiting to get in all night, so we can't have that again. So we're just going to limit the ticket sales to 700 tickets and all that money goes to Andrew.
All right, the Healing Party of the Year. It's happening in Southern California, the Cal Jam, CaliforniaJam.org, the 27th through the 29th of March. Definitely get in there, sign up so it doesn't sell out before you get there. I've got a message for everybody real quick before we break. Message to the people. That's you.
Oh, what do you want me to say?
Whatever that message is, wrapping it up here.
That's a really change the consciousness of this country. Waken all those that are asleep, and let's get this planet saved for the future generations of children that come along.
Dr. Billy DeMoss, thank you so much. The power to heal is yours.
I dropped my cue card.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.